Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic Christian patriots. Welcome to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes, you, Wiffle Bat.
We need to give you a pay raise. You know, the whole sound department that stands there.
Yeah, you guys, you just bring it.
Yeah,
you
the special
bring
effects
it every
are,
morning.
Are expensive these days.
Yep, great job, guys. And, you know, I've read, okay. We all know that Hurricane Idalia is coming, and it's
right.
A doozy. It's like bringing a 6 to 9 foot storm surge. That's how high the water is going to rise. So 10 miles inland.
Oh, yikes.
It is going to be, it's major. And the coolest thing is, I got a picture from Trump History, the X account, with Trump on the street handing out food and bottled water to residents in Florida. Very cool.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
From yesterday.
That's just the best.
But here's the thing. Here, they've got now multiple, more than 24 Citgo supplied gas stations have diesel fuel in their regular gas fuel tanks and in their diesel.
Oh. Oh, no.
Now, this is in Florida.
Oh,
this is while they're saying evacuate now.
Oh my gosh.
With 2 mile lines at the gas stations.
Oh no.
So the new guy that just got a job driving truck at Citgo gets the Wiffle Bat Award.
Oh no. Oh my, that is a nightmare. That, you know, I don't know if you've ever had a job where you actually have nightmares about your job.
Yes. Yes.
That would be one of those nightmares. Oh my gosh.
Somebody, he needs suicide counseling now. Right now, I mean, stat.
Yep.
Okay, now, I don't even know if that's what happened. They're saying due to human error, dozens of Citgo gas stations got their fuel mixed up. And I can imagine, and, you know, of course.
Well, I mean, that is not funny. It's funny
horrible.
Is the poor guy that made this mistake. Oh, that's the funny part because, I mean, it's not funny in and of itself. I mean, that's a catastrophe, you know.
It's only funny when you're on the opposite end of the United States and you had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, right.
But,
oh, dear.
So now they have not actually said exactly what caused it. We don't know. The first thing that popped into my head is the new guy. Right. So, you know, hurry. They're evacuating gas stations. They're going to need fuel. Here's your route.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
and
geez.
So I don't know. Of course, some people are saying, oh, it's more, you know, deep state causing more confusion. This is done intentionally to create pandemonium. And
my gosh.
I don't know. Will we ever know the truth? But anyway, so Wiffle Bat Award. To the new truck driver, if that's it.
If that's the case.
Right. So, there we have it.
Oh, yeah. But, and those people, you know, well, that's very unfortunate because when those kind of things are happening, that's about the last thing you need to have to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're even worried about just getting to the gas station, boy, that's a problem.
So how many thousands of drivers are sitting there with diesel in their cars?
No kidding.
Or gasoline in their diesels
that make it 5 miles down the road and they peter out.
Things start banging and clanking and
oh my gosh. That's unfortunate.
I cannot even imagine. So a mess ahead of the mess that's coming that they're gonna have to contend with.
That's
so,
for sure.
I mean, I don't know, emergency, you know, charter buses, get people loaded, get them inland. What do you even do with that?
Well, DeSantis, you know, at least we know that DeSantis is on top of it, and he has an excellent track record of getting right on the ball and being right out there, right in the thick of things.
He's a decision maker and a problem solver.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And he handled the last one extremely well. So I have every faith in him that he'll do a good job. And it doesn't matter how he did when he ran for president. right?
Yes.
We know that he's been an excellent governor and he handles stuff like this very well. So,
yes.
So I'm sure he'll probably hear about this and probably even have something waiting for those people whose cars are going to falter because of the wrong type of fuel.
This is just another reminder that folks, you know, things can happen. These people have warning. The fire in Maui, they had no warning.
Right.
Many times you don't get warning. So the hurricanes are the one thing you can see days off. But guys, we've got wildfires, you know, around the Spokane area. People have died from it. They've had to evacuate. They've lost their homes. We've got to be self-reliant. We've got to be prepared.
No kidding. You know. Yeah. And fuel is one of the very best prep items. Yeah.
Have your own fuel. Yeah. Get it now.
Yep. That's
fill
right.
Fill up your 5-gallon gas can so you're not one of those people in that 3-mile-long line.
Right. We're people that need to do that as well. I mean, that's just something. It doesn't store well, so you tend to not really want to have to store it. But boy, the minute you need it, it sure is helpful.
That's right.
We've got so much to cover today.
We do,
and looking forward to it because we were geared up for this yesterday.
Oh yeah, we were winding up the wiffle bats yesterday.
Yeah, that's right, on Trump Tuesday. Yeah,
matter of fact, even got warmed up a little bit with that. Attorney General there, Bob
Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Ugh. Oh gosh, in Washington State. Yes, Bob Ferguson, who has been my arch nemesis for the past 18 years in his pursuit of attacking private property rights and water rights. And we more or less stood him down. And now the guy is going to run for dictator. So
dictator, you know, of Washington. Yeah. To replace Inslee, the bungling Inslee. Now, and this guy, he's already, I mean, they just threatened the power company in Washington State when they raised their rates. They passed a measure preventing the electrical company from adding the reason why your rates are going up. And it's because of this climate legislation costs on the power company, which forcing them to raise their rates, and they are disallowed from stating why your rates are going up. And that's coming straight from the Attorney General, reportedly. So these people are just as rotten as you can get.
You are not kidding. Wow. And so, we've got a lot to cover in segment two. And so we better get to the word of the day.
Let's do it. What do we have for the word of the day today?
Okay. Well, considering that we're going to be talking more about some of the Wifflebat recipients associated with the Maui fire.
Yes.
It's great that the random turning was to Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. You guys are going to love this. Listen to this. Under the title, The Great Day of God. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. And that's it. And so, wow. You know, something very interesting here. Here we're obviously in this era talking about all of these arsonists who are starting fires and who are causing people to lose their homes, their lives, and all to support another bigger lie that's coming through the Clinton governance the Clinton Global Initiative. And so all of these people could care less if people are being burned up in fires. And just the fact that the Lord says this, you know, that the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. and the day which is coming shall burn them up. That,
so
that
the
is
wicked out there, climate, there's a climate crisis coming.
Right.
And
it's coming for them.
Yes. They're the ones that are causing it.
That's right.
It's wrath brought out on the wicked of the world. That's right. The reason for it coming.
Well, and the interesting part there is the character of God that we see here, where the character of God always describes, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's looking at all these elite people saying, let's burn them. You know, we're gonna get what we want through this climate change garbage, this lie, this initiative.
Yes.
And let's just burn them out if we have to. And so the Lord's like, oh, so treat others the way you want to be treated. So he's going to be more than glad to treat them the way they wanted to treat others. And,
right.
And he also, that is also part of his character in forgiveness, where he says, if you want me to forgive you, you better forgive others. And not only that, but I'm going to forgive you in the same exact manner that you forgive others. So if you only partially forgive them, I'm only going to partially forgive you. He does like the exact reflection.
Yes.
You know, and so that is the character of God. And that is a dangerous, dangerous way to behave towards other people.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, there it is. It's going to get hot.
It's going to get
hot. The climate's going to change.
Yep, for the people that are the arsonists.
I think a third of the earth is burned up by fire.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, and we know that in the end, he burns the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, he's going to destroy the entire...
The whole darn thing is burned up. And so it doesn't matter whether they try to tunnel under the earth, whether they, you know, it's obviously... The whole reason for tunneling under or for building out of stone or whatever and making high like ziggurats,
right.
You know, like we saw with Nimrod and building the Tower of Babel was that, you know, they knew that God had flooded the world once.
Yes.
And that he could do it again. But what they weren't paying attention to was God said he would not ever flood the world again. He didn't actually point out
yes.
that at that time. He didn't point out, but I do plan to burn it again.
Yes, he's going to destroy it by fire instead of by water the next time.
Right.
And, you know, it says they're going to go into their hiding places in the mountains. They will. It's going to get so bad they're going to beg for the mountains to fall down on them and kill them.
Right.
But you can't go in the air because there's hail and fire and brimstone. You can't go under the ground because there's earthquakes.
Right.
You can't stay on the surface because there's fires and wild beasts and all kinds of other crazy things that's coming.
That's right.
So,
and so, I mean, if these are the people that are going to be the recipients of God's wrath, and they are, because it says so right there in chapter 4, those people, they're going to have a terrible last 7 years, because directly following that, if they don't give their lives to Jesus at that point, then they're really going to experience fire.
And it also, the scripture also states that people will, as he brings... each of these successive judgments, the people actually curse God.
Right.
I mean, they double down on their hatred for God.
Right.
And, of course, many will also come to Christ, you know, during the tribulation.
That's
many,
right.
Many, millions.
Right.
Which is, you know, very cool. Those are the saints. Those are the saints that are mentioned, like in the book of Revelation.
Yeah, that are beheaded
right.
for Christ.
Right, and this confuses some people who study end times and like, see, there's the rapture's not going to save us from the tribulation. Look, it says right there, there's saints. Obviously, there's Christians. Well, yeah, obviously, because there's a lot of people that are not living for Christ right now that are not worthy
right.
to go into the wedding. You know, they're not ready. They're one of the bridesmaids that don't have oil in their lamp. They're not ready. They're going to know exactly. As soon as it happens, they're going to know what they missed.
Exactly.
They're going to be all in for Christ.
Yep.
Because they know what's going on. They know what's coming. And they're terrified. That's why they'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Right.
Because people are going to understand exactly what just happened.
Right.
And what lays ahead.
Yep, exactly.
There'll be millions and millions of Christians in the tribulation.
Yep. And so, yeah, just, boy, I've, like I said, I would not wish that on my worst enemies. And so I hope those people can somehow, I don't know, pray for them, I guess. Pray that they actually hear and are saved before the end and they're actually exposed to the eternal fire, because like I just wouldn't wish that on not even the left.
Right. I mean, look, not, just know, look. Bad. I mean, how many, do we have months left? Weeks? Days?
Right.
There's just not much time left.
Right.
There just isn't. Don't act like it's 5 years off.
Right.
Don't act like it's a year off.
For sure.
So, all right. Well, that's a good one though. Good scripture. And that's Malachi, right?
No. Yes. That is Malachi chapter 4 verses 1 through 6.
There we go. Got it. Okay, good. Well, and speaking of that, ties right into the topic. Don't get left behind. Learn how you can prepare for the return of our King. And you can go to JesusAppears.com. Learn more about that, read through all those resources and follow all the links and educate yourself on that. Be ready. Be rapture ready. All right. We'll be back with segment 2 of the morning commute right after this. Stick around, Patriots. We'll be right back. And rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
Number 7. Strive constantly for spiritual growth. We as individuals can push the world along toward mankind's highest destiny if each of us will make the welfare of his fellow man his first concern. And if each of us will apply the principles of God's truth to our political and economic affairs.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots. Segment 2 of the morning commute. Thank you for joining us. And welcome to our new listeners. Thank you guys for helping to spread the word about Radio Free Redoubt to your like-minded friends and family. And also the Telegram channel, our listeners who have Telegram and who about the only social media we use. You can find us at The Morning Commute. Real simple. The Morning Commute Telegram channel.
That's right.
And that's where we post our resources and stories and links and things that we discuss during the show, plus things that we don't get the time to hit on because we only have a short time each morning. And then also it's a great way to interact with you guys. And we really love the listeners, and it's a fun way to interact with them and get some pretty lively debates going on sometimes.
Oh yeah, it's great. And we've got some pretty good fellowship going on, yes, on our channel. I really like it.
Supporting each other in prayer with the different needs that come up. People request prayer.
Yep.
It's just a really neat congregation.
Yeah.
You know, if you will. So, okay. As you know, we've been tracking a lot of these wildfires, Canada, the United States, Greece now, the largest in European history, they're saying now, the one in Greece.
Wow.
Maui. And all the climate hype that's going on, well, these are not because of climate hype. It's not because of climate change. It's because of the, well, instigators.
Right. Well, exactly. And so yesterday we had started into an article put out by Truth Press titled "The Maui Officials Reveal Cause of the Wildfires and the Democrat Communist Climate Change Claim Has Been Debunked." And so they attributed the actual cause of the wildfires to the fact that the Hawaii Electric Company never shut off the power to those to any of that over there when they're supposed to do that. And another interesting point that just was revealed about why they didn't shut the power off, is it because the power companies are actually owned by BlackRock?
What?
Yes. As you know, the whole Clinton Foundation, all the Clintons.
World Economic Forum.
Yeah, the Clintons are big time into Vanguard, BlackRock, Capital International Investors, State Street Corp, and now we're going to be heading into the Clinton Global Initiative based on this global warming, this climate change, and they're going to try to pull this huge global lockdown heist. Is it any surprise that BlackRock turns out to be the owner of the power companies in Hawaii?
Wow.
I mean, you know, that's not what this article says, but there's some, but that is a very, very important link right there.
Yeah, it is. That's brings a great deal of suspicion.
Oh, yes.
More yes. on what's going on over there.
Right, exactly. That basically just totally lays out the whole false flag for the Clinton Global Initiative.
Yes.
And so, well, and this article is also describing what John Podesta said about the Maui fires. John Podesta blames climate change for Maui fires.
Of course.
And touts Inflation Reduction Act as a solution. Well, I don't know if you all remember that John Podesta and his brother were very, very tightly linked to the Pizzagate
scandal.
The whole scandal. Everything about Pizzagate had Podesta's related to it.
And that's a pedophile ring that yes. was exposed.
Yep, right? That's right. And so here he is now claiming that the climate change is the cause of the Maui fires. And so
they pervert everything. They pervert the narrative.
Yeah. What does John Podesta have interest in the Maui fires for? You know, why does the pedophile want to be tracking and blaming this on global warming? What's up with that? I don't have the answer to that. I just wanted to point that out. We've also got Congressman Cori Bush, who is describing in this article that devastating fires in Maui, a tropical storm in California, Canada is burning, a historic heat dome over the central U.S. all just this week. Our planet is not okay. The climate crisis is here. It's time for POTUS to declare a climate emergency.
Of course.
Oh, what a shocking statement and conclusion that is.
Yep, the climate emergency equals lockdowns, control, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you think COVID was bad. This emergency, this climate emergency, not to mention the World Economic Forum's warning of a cyber pandemic
right.
that's coming.
Right.
You know, whatever it takes to keep Trump out.
Yeah.
That's what really this is. He is the biggest threat to them. If they could get away with just killing him outright, they would do it.
That's right.
But they're going to use everything at their disposal to bring their new world system into power.
That's right.
That means collapsing the old system.
Right.
And if anybody could stop it and threatens it, it's Trump.
Right.
So it's going to be about collapsing everything before the elections. And it could happen at any time. It could be this fall.
Right.
Which one's going to be first?
Right. And so you can all understand why we're putting such emphasis on this Clinton Global Initiative right now.
Yes.
Because this is what they're telling their people to do and say. You know, they're clearly paying arsonists to go all over the world. It's a global call, you
right.
know. Arsonists are being caught everywhere and prosecuted. And so, you know, the fact that they're still trying to run with their initial scam is really funny at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, not funny, but I mean, funny that they aren't figuring out that they've been exposed.
Yes. And the delusion, they stack delusion on top of delusion and lie on top of lie. And it's just
right.
Such a web now of lies. So, you know, none of this should surprise us, but we're watching it. You know, we're front and center watching the end times, watching
absolutely
the world come down. And man, just a time to be close to the Lord. But switching gears here, this is great. This would be good Trump Tuesday material, but we just came across this. Why don't you take it away, Lady Liberty?
Okay.
This is great.
We've got a fantastic clip here from Newsmax, and you're just going to love this because, well, before we head into it, I just have to report that Caught on video, Brian Kemp tells Georgia voters, if you give anybody a voting machine, they can hack it.
Wow.
He's recorded on video saying that, and they're trying to prosecute Trump and 18 quote-unquote co-conspirators.
Yes.
For pointing out the election fraud. How dare they point out what they've done, right? Well, and so listen to this clip, how this is working out for the left.
This is serious. What they're doing to him is political persecution. And now he's being criticized because he's selling T-shirts. He's selling merchandise based on this mugshot. Do you think the whole Democrat plan to demoralize and humiliate Trump is now backfiring on them?
Absolutely, Lydia. This is backfiring like everything else the deep state has tried to pull over the last 8 years. And this, I think, will be the biggest backfire of all. The American people are with President Trump. That's why they're buying T-shirts. They want to show that they stand in solidarity with him, because he's standing in the way of this persecution that's coming for any free-thinking American, anyone who dares question their government. What we've become now is just another third-world dictatorship, where they imprison the leader of the opposition on fake trumped-up charges to try to prevent them from running an election. It's election interference at the grandest scale we could ever imagine. And President Trump is not backing down. The American people are not. And that's why he'll shoot up even more in the polls and will not be deterred. And he has so much resolve, just like he has in that image. And the American people are all standing behind him.
And that rocks.
That is so perfect, because that is exactly how a capitalist responds to a communist.
Exactly. Yeah. When you try to prosecute a capitalist, well,
he's going to make money off of it.
Make T-shirts and mugs out of his mugshot.
I want a T-shirt. I want a mug. I'll buy a hat.
I'd buy one of those coffee mugs. That'd be great. Wow. Unbelievable.
Well, and the interesting part here is also that Bill Barr says he'll jump off a bridge if Donald Trump wins the GOP 2024 nomination. Well, I guess he better figure out which bridge, because, that's how it's looking.
Matter of fact, he would be smart to jump off a bridge
if Trump gets in. For sure.
Yeah, because his head's going to be on a platter.
No kidding.
Yeah, American traitor there. Well, you guys have a blessed day out there. You be safe. And man, keep those people in Florida in your prayers as this hurricane batters them. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.